Regardless of where you are now, or where you're going, or where you've been, I want you to take the next few moments to slow down. Know that God made you, and He loves you. Before you hear God's word today, simply ask God to give you a teachable heart and ears to hear what He has for you.
This is Acts 23, verses 12 through 35. When it was day, the Jews formed a conspiracy and bound themselves under a curse, neither to eat nor drink until they killed Paul. There were more than 40 who formed this plot. These men went to the chief priests and elders and said, "We have bound ourselves under a solemn curse that we won't eat anything until we have killed Paul. So now you, along with the Sanhedrin, make a request to the commander that he bring him down to you as if we were going to investigate his case more thoroughly. However, before he gets near, we are ready to kill him." But the son of Paul's sister, hearing about their ambush, came and entered the barracks and reported it to Paul. Then Paul called one of the centurions and said, "Take this young man to the commander, because he has something to report to him." So he took him, brought him to the commander, and said, "The prisoner Paul called me and asked me to bring this young man to you, because he has something to tell you." Then the commander took him by the hand, led him aside, and inquired him privately, "What is it that you have to report to me?" "The Jews," he said, "have agreed to ask you to bring Paul down to the Sanhedrin tomorrow, as though they are going to hold somewhat more careful inquiry about him. Don't let them persuade you, because there are more than 40 of them arranging to ambush him, men who have bound themselves under a curse not to eat or drink until they have killed him. Now they are ready, waiting for a commitment from you." So the commander dismissed the young man and instructed him, "Don't tell anyone that you have informed me of this." He summoned two of his centurions and said, "Get 200 soldiers ready with 70 cavalry and 200 spearmen and go to Caesarea at 9 tonight. Also provide mounts so they can put Paul on them and bring him safely to Felix, the governor." He wrote a letter of this kind: "Claudius Lysias, to the most excellent governor Felix, greetings. When this man had been seized by the Jews and was about to be killed by them, I arrived with my troops and rescued him because I learned that he is a Roman citizen. Wanting to know the charge they were accusing him of, I brought him down before the Sanhedrin. I found that he had accusations were about disputed matters in their law, and that there was no charge that merited death or chains. When I informed that there was a plot against the man, I sent him to you right away. I also ordered his accusers to state their case against him in your presence. Therefore, the soldiers took Paul during the night and brought him to the Antipatris as they were ordered. The next day, they returned to the barracks, allowing the cavalry to go with him. When these men entered Caesarea and delivered the letter to the governor, they also presented Paul to him. As he read it, he asked what province he was from. So when he learned he was from Sicilia, he said, 'I will give you a hearing whenever your accusers get here too.' And he'd ordered that he be kept under guard in Herod's place."
So take the next few minutes to respond to God by praying, journaling, or sitting silently with him. Know that no matter what comes next today, you've spent time hearing from the God who created all things, and he sent his son to rescue his people.